The Supreme Court today heard arguments in yet another managed health care case, its third in 4 years. At issue this time is a Kentucky law that seeks to give consumers enrolled in HMOs and other managed care plans a broader choice of doctors and hospitals. Managed care groups say the law makes it impossible for them to ensure quality and contain health care costs. With us to discuss the case is NPR's Julie Rovner. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Michelle.
First, tell us about the Kentucky law that's at issue here.
Well, it's called Any Willing Provider, and it's fairly simple. It basically says that any doctor or healthcare provider can join the network of any managed healthcare plan as long as that provider agrees to abide by the terms and conditions of that plan. There's about 20 states that have laws like this, although Kentucky's is one of the broadest. A lot of the other states just regulate things like pharmacies.
What does the managed care industry say is wrong with giving consumers more choices?
Well, they don't like to put it quite that way, but they say that the idea of any willing provider undercuts the entire premise of managed care, that they need to have limited networks, that they need to ensure the quality of the providers that they let into their networks, and more importantly, from a financial point of view, they say the idea of managed care is to tell providers, we're only going to let in a few providers, so therefore we're going to be able to guarantee you a larger patient base, therefore you should give us discounts. Now, if everybody can get in, they can't guarantee the larger patient base, and they say providers won't be willing to give discounts, and that takes away their ability to contain costs.
So what's the legal argument?
Well, the legal argument, of course, is that the law violates ERISA, which is a 1974 federal law that limits the state's ability to regulate health plans. This, of course, has nothing really to do with the merits of any willing provider, but this is the issue that's before the courts. The Kentucky Association of Health Plans lawyer told the court that while ERISA does let states regulate something called the business of insurance, this law in particular, Kentucky's Any Willing Provider law, doesn't do that because it helps providers, not consumers.
How do the justices take that argument?
Well, with a fairly large grain of salt, I would say. Just about every justice from across the ideological spectrum told the lawyer that, in their opinion, it seemed pretty clear that an insurance plan that gives consumers much broader choice of providers is definitely a benefit to those consumers and not just to the providers.
So it looks like they might actually uphold the Kentucky law.
Well, not necessarily. They gave the Kentucky Department of Insurance's lawyer a pretty hard time, too. She argued that the law regulates insurance because it meets the court's common sense test of what constitutes insurance regulation. Of course, insurance regulation is what ERISA allows states to do. Several justices questioned that. Justice Scalia was pretty scathing. He said that if the justices rely on common sense, that they'll end up making decisions based on policy judgments rather than law.
And what impact might this decision have on the managed care system?
Well, until recently, it seemed like it wouldn't have very much impact. States haven't really been looking at any willing provider laws recently because they haven't really needed to. Managed care plan networks have gotten larger mostly because consumers have demanded it. But as costs are going up more rapidly, there's been more of a push towards more tightly managed care plans. And if consumers start to complain again, much as they did in the mid-1990s, you could see more states following Kentucky's leads with laws like this if the court upholds it. On the other hand, if the court strikes it down, it could put more pressure on Congress to actually step in and do something. This, of course, has been one of the issues that Congress has been kicking around as part of a patient's bill of rights that it's been unable to reach agreement on for these last three Congresses.
Might that have a catalytic effect in Congress? They might actually take this on now?
Well, I think they thought perhaps last year's case, which was taking up external appeals rules in states, they thought if that one had been struck down, that Congress would pretty much have to act. The court actually upheld those laws. So it's hard to tell what Congress will do depending on how this decision goes.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Julie Rovner.